Well, we're going to do a little review about the use of potassium iodide and iodine today, so here we go. You've read or heard about the use of potassium iodide to protect our thyroid glands against radioactive nuclear power plant disasters. Gee whiz golly, they might not have had quite so many thyroid cancers over there in eastern Washington due to the Hanford plant if everybody had been talking to their natural medicine doctor about a safe long-term use of potassium iodide. And I'm not kidding, folks. It gets into that thyroid gland, protects. So the radioactive type is crowded out. It's not crowded out. It's just not allowed to come in the first place. Potassium iodide is also a very effective home remedy with literally dozens of uses. And yes, there's some things we need to work with natural medicine doctors about, but there's literally dozens of home remedy uses. Older readers may remember mother putting iodine or iodide on cuts and scrapes. It kills all the germs, as well as any modern antibiotic ointment, with the added benefit of not inducing bacterial resistance. Yes, and I've worked with particularly construction workers who've cut or scraped themselves, starting getting an infection, and didn't really want to use antibiotics. They had to swallow and mess up their gut flora. So we have them rub in potassium iodide, then rub in some DMSO, and what do you know? The infection goes away. Yeah, DMSO takes that potassium iodide right into the tissues. You got to keep doing it until the infection's gone, but it goes. But what else is potassium iodide good for? Well, years ago, a retired physician who worked for the World Health Organization told me how potassium iodide kept him healthy for more than 30 years traveling from village to village in rural Africa. The only drinking water available on those trips was from local streams or rivers, muddied and contaminated. So he told me he always took along a cheesecloth and some potassium iodide. He'd strain the dirty water through the cheesecloth to get all the junk out. Or that is, the strainable junk. And then, to the water that remained, add several drops of SSKI, which is also the lingo for a saturated solution of potassium iodide, and wait 2 to 3 minutes. He and his team would then drink the water. In over 30 years, he never got an infection from contaminated water, which is a substantial hazard if you're traveling around rural Africa. Potassium iodide killed any microorganisms present. Now, I know you've heard this before, but when Holly and I travel, we always carry a small bottle of potassium iodide and put 2 or 3 drops into any water we're not absolutely certain about before we drink the stuff. That doesn't happen real often, but when we travel by air, we drink a few ounces of water with 12 to 15 ounces of potassium iodide to prevent any airline sinusitis or other respiratory infection that can follow after several hours spent breathing recycled germ-laden air. Now, potassium iodide rapidly accumulates in any and all body secretions, especially including in the sinuses and the lungs, where it inhibits or kills bacteria, viruses, and fungi before they can cause an infection. The only time that either one of us has developed infection symptoms after an airplane trip is when we forgot to take the potassium iodide. Just once. We never done that again. Never forgotten it, that is. Those same 12 to 15 drops in water taken every 4 hours while awake can, until all the symptoms are gone, will almost always eliminate bladder infections too. 12 to 15 drops in water every 4 hours. You've got to do it for a couple, 3 days, but that's a safe length of time to use those 12 to 15 drops, and it gets rid of bladder infections. How do I know? I learned that from a Mayo Clinic publication in the 1920s. When our children were teenagers, they always knew where to find the potassium iodide bottle. Whenever one of them popped a zit, he or she would rub a drop of potassium iodide into it every hour or two. The offending zit would be gone in 24 to 48 hours or less. An innumerable number of social events were rendered zit-free by this approach. There's also a long list of other health problems that can be lessened or eliminated with potassium iodide or any other form of iodine. Not iodide, or another form, I should have said, of iodine named Lugol solution. Now, what's potassium iodide named? These days, we sell it at Toma Clinic Dispensary under the name Bernard's solution. We figure if Lugol can have his solution, because he invented his, well, Bernard Courtois invented potassium iodide in the saturated form in 1817. And it's so good it's been around for that long. So that's sold, potassium iodide is sold under the name of Bernard's solution. And what's Lugol's solution? Well, it's a mixture of part potassium iodide and part iodine. Now, for some of these health problems coming next, it's best to work with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But let me tell you what they are. At Tahoma Clinic, fibrocystic breast disease has been eliminated in 100%, and I'm not kidding, folks, not too many things 100% in healthcare. 100% of all of hundreds of women treated by Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1976. I'm not kidding. 100% of all hundreds of women treated by Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1976 don't have their fibrocystic breast disease anymore. And no, that's not one we made up. We learned it from Dr. John Myers. Now, I personally have helped many women, including one of our daughters, eliminate ovarian cysts with Lugol's iodine. Remember, there's these two types. There's Lugol's iodine and Bernard's solution, which is the potassium iodide. Now, Dupuytren's contracture, which some of you have heard of, Peyronie's disease, which some of us guys have heard of, and keloids, all fibrotic conditions, can be significantly improved by potassium iodide. Back to Bernard's solution for a moment. Fistulas, which are abnormal tunnels through tissues prevented from healing by chronic infection, and unfortunately, they usually occur in the anal or the vaginal areas. These fistulas, these abnormal tunnels, can often be healed if we simply swab inside and out with a potassium iodide soaked Q-tip, which eliminates the germs in that tunnel, and they're what is preventing the healing. This treatment works even better if the SSKI, Bernard's solution, is mixed with the MSO, which enhances the penetrance of potassium iodide. Even so, healing of fistulas, abnormal tunnels, takes several months. Work with a doctor on these things. Not the first group, but this group. A doctor knows what they're doing in natural medicine. Richard, one of whom is Richard Cunyon, MD of San Francisco, world-class expert on the use of potassium iodide and other forms of iodine. He has found that hemorrhoids will sometimes disappear literally overnight when potassium iodide, good old Bernard solution, 20 drops is mixed with an ounce of flaxseed oil and rubbed in at bedtime. Yeah. He's also found the potassium iodide Bernard solution alone will do the same job all by itself, although he says it really stings like heck when it's applied to a hemorrhoid by itself, so I think I'd probably mix mine in flax oil if I had this problem. Over 30 years ago, two ophthalmologists observed that a combination tablet called iodoniacin, which, by the way, FDA kindly outlawed, they did, but that's another story. It had in it 120 milligrams of iodide and 15 milligrams of niacin. Taken for several months, could actually reverse, I did say actually reverse, atherosclerotic clogging of the arteries. I am not kidding. But for this much iodide, Bernard's solution, you got to work with a doc, please, because of thyroid concerns. These ophthalmologists proved this effect by taking pictures of clogged arteries in the backs of the eyes, called retinal photomicrographs, before and after treatment. I have a copy of the publication. I can see it right in the picture. The published photographs showed a significant lessening of the cholesterol-laden artery clog in the after pictures. Yes, two ophthalmologists took pictures of the backs of the eyes, which proved that potassium iodide combined with niacin could reduce clog over time. Now, sebaceous cysts are cysts which contain oily, fatty material. They often appear suddenly on the face or in the groin or labia. Rubbing in potassium iodide mixed 50-50 with the MSO will almost always persuade these sebaceous cysts to go away. By the way, it won't work on cysts that contain watery fluid. The ones that contain oily fluid, it works on them. Oh, oily fluid. Getting rid of that. That cholesterol clog, is that oily? Well, back to what I was going to say here. Parotid duct stones, of course, that's a duct from the salivary glands on either side of the jaw into the mouth. And it gets stones in it sometimes, like kidney stones. Also will dissolve, although it takes months, with daily use of potassium iodide because one of the places that the stuff concentrates is in the saliva. For individuals with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, daily use of a small quantity of potassium iodide in water significantly reduces the frequency of bronchial infections. Yeah. Actually, it's one of the very, very few things I learned about nutritional medicine in medical school. No kidding, at the University of Michigan, back there in the dark ages of the 1960s, one of the pulmonologists taught us all that. Other things, infected hangnails, fungus under the toenails, vaginal infections, herpes simplex outbreaks. These are all conditions which potassium iodide and your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, can help you with. And by the way, we have many of those sorts of physicians at Tahoma Clinic. For women, that same type of physician, one skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, can help you make sure your own body is making enough of the anticarcinogenic estrogen called estriol, and yes, both Bernard's solution, potassium iodide, and Lugol's solution, 50-50, iodine and iodine, help our bodies make more estriol, which is anticarcinogenic. And that doctor can work with you to significantly lower your risk of breast cancer with Lugol's solution, not Bernard's solution in this case, applied in small quantities to the breasts. Now, no, I am not kidding. Doing this is research proven. That is, putting iodine in proximity to breast cancer cells is research proven to kill many different lines of breast cancer cells before they can grow and multiply into a cancer. I like that. Oh, of course, the research was done in India, Mexico, and Germany. Can't be doing that here in these United States because, we can't hang a patent on it. Talk to your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about this. It's for real. There's research on it. All right, here's a fun one. There's a gastronomic use for potassium iodide. Remember, that one's Bernard's solution. Reducing the gas we all get from eating beans. No kidding. I learned this one from Dr. Cunyon, too. If you're soaking beans before you cook them, add one or two drops of potassium iodide Bernard's solution and let them soak for an hour or more. And, of course, pour off that water before cooking and add fresh water. You'll be surprised at the reduction in resulting intestinal gas. No, I'm not kidding. And here's the technical explanation. There's a naturally occurring enzyme inhibitor in beans which interferes with starch digestion, producing gas. Potassium iodide inactivates this naturally occurring enzyme inhibitor in beans without messing with the bean quality in any other way, as long as you pour off the water and put fresh water on. A gastronomic use for Bernard's solution. Don't get so much gas from eating beans. Okay, had to throw that in. It's fun.